2 Kings chapter 2. And it came to pass, when the Lord would take Elijah up to heaven in a storm, that Elijah was walking with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me to Beth-El." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I certainly will not leave you." So they both went down to Beth-El. And the sons of the prophets who were in Beth-El came out to Elisha and said to him, "Are you aware that the Lord is about to take your master away from your company today?" And he said, "I am well aware of it. You keep quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I certainly will not leave you." So they both went to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets who were in Jericho approached Elisha and said to him, "Are you aware that the Lord is about to take your master away from your company today?" And he said, "I am well aware of it. You keep quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I certainly will not leave you." So they both went there. And 50 men from the sons of the prophets went out and stood opposite them from a distance, while the two of them stood at the Jordan. Then Elijah took his cloak and folded it up and struck the water with it, and it parted this way and that way, and the two of them crossed on dry land. And it came to pass, as they were crossing, that Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I should do for you before I am taken away from you." And Elisha said, "Please let there be twice your spirit in me." Then he said, "You have made a weighty request. If you see me being taken away from you, it will be so for you. But if not, it will not come to pass." And it came to pass as they were walking and talking that a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared, and they divided the two of them, and Elijah ascended to heaven in the storm. And Elisha was watching and shouting, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen," when he no longer saw him. And he took hold of his clothes and tore them in half. And he picked up Elijah's cloak, which fell off him, and he returned and stood on the bank of the Jordan. And he took Elijah's cloak, which had fallen off him, and he struck the water, and he said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah and the man himself?" And he struck the water, and it parted this way and that way, and Elisha crossed over. And the sons of the prophets who were in Jericho opposite saw him and said, "The spirit of Elijah has rested on Elisha." Then they came to meet him, and they prostrated themselves to him on the ground. And they said to him, "Look now, with your servants there are 50 men, soldiers. Please let them go and seek your master, in case some wind from the Lord has carried him away and deposited him on one of the mountains or in one of the valleys." And he said, "Do not send them." But they pressed him to an embarrassing extent, and he said, "Send them." So they sent 50 men, and they searched for 3 days, but they did not find him. And when they returned to him, he was staying in Jericho, and he said to them, "Did I not say to you, don't go?" Then the men of the city said to Elisha, "Now you see that the housing in the city is good, as my lord can see, but the water is bad, and the ground is barren." And he said, "Fetch me a new plate, and put salt on it." So they fetched him that. Then he went out to the water source, and he cast the salt there, and said, "This is what the Lord says, I will make this water wholesome. There will no longer be death and barren ground from it." And the water was made wholesome, as it has been up to this day, according to the words of Elisha which he spoke. Then he went up from there to Beth-El, and as he was going up on the road, some small boys came out of the city and mocked him, and said to him, "Up you go, bald man, up you go, bald man." And he turned round and he saw them, and he cursed them in the name of the Lord, and 2 bears came out of the wood and tore them apart, 42 children. And he went from there to Mount Carmel, and from there he returned to Samaria.